Camille, RE the cable.
Yes.
If you're jiggling at all, that's going to be knocking it slightly out of its little hole.
I like to jiggle, jiggle.
That's what's happening.
To jiggle, jiggle. She
falls. So I've put it out of my jiggling way.
Yeah. Out of the jiggling range.
I've put it out of jiggle range. Out of the jiggle zone.
That's what you call your furf.
The jiggle zone. Welcome to the jiggle zone. What a lovely way to start this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, no, good.
Let us sing.
Sorry.
Let us sing free. Start again, Camille.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the cappuccino party. Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you and you. If you're listening to this in the evening, good evening to the and welcome to the cappuccino party.
You just said if you're listening to this in the evening, good afternoon.
I've become Alan Partridge. I don't know why, for the cappuccino party. If you listen to this in the afternoon or the evening, you're a little bit latte to the pod.
Okay.
And do I mean pod as in podcast? Or do I mean coffee pod?
Mm. Oh my, yeah. Oh. The partridge is strong today.
Yeah. I'm doing fabulous. Fabrulous.
Oh, fabulous. I thought you were trying to do frappe. I was like, it doesn't sound anything like it.
Oh, I'm having deja brew.
You stop saying brew.
Use brew.
Stop saying. No one says brew.
Also, yeah. I know we already know you've used that as a pun in the name of the first game. You've already spilled your load twice.
Yeah. I really like the brew ones.
Yeah, you do. But I would say brew. I associate that more with a cup of tea.
Tea.
Agreed. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. If you say, do you want a brew, and then it's coffee, you'd be like, what the fuck?
What?
Okay, fine. I'll take my brew and replace it with some more coffee puns. Something like, I'm feeling espresso today.
No, that's not a pun, is it? That's just
I'm feeling espresso.
I was thinking sexy. I was just doing it in the style of.
Yeah. Oh, espresso.
Espresso today.
So you were trying to do a pun just based off vibes.
Yeah. But you're probably asking, why the hell is she throwing a cappuccino party? Well, today is apparently National Cappuccino Day.
Incredible.
The day this pod is going out. You both look confused then. The day the pod is going out.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me wrong. We don't all have in our calendar that it's National Cappuccino Day. Like on a Sunday.
Hang on, wait, no.
It's not the 20th of October.
Yeah, cool. I mean, there's a day for everything, isn't there?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you both doing for National Cappuccino Day?
Oh, I'll be going out to all of the local coffee shops, having a coffee in
each one.
Every single one. Ten coffees in one day.
Coffee crawl.
Oh my God, you're going to be buzzing your tits off.
Yeah, 10 coffees in one day is what I'm going to do.
You are going to be shitting through the eye of a needle.
Well, she already is. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so no difference.
That's just a base level.
You are looking at nearly £5 a pop. So I'm going to spend, £50 on coffees that day?
That is expensive, yeah.
BT, I associate you with a cappuccino.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like you'll often order one.
I do. I do like a cappuccino. And I do stick to the Italian rule of only before 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Is that Italian? Is that an Italian rule?
It's an Italian rule. No cappuccinos after 11 a.m.
I thought they drank coffee all day.
Yeah. They don't have milk in their coffees until after breakfast time. They have espressos.
I did not know that.
If you order a cappuccino in the afternoon in Italy, they'll look at you like you're an absolute pig.
No way.
It's a breakfast drink.
That I would have thought it was the other way around, because I think of espressos as being stronger and like safe to have in the morning, and then you want the milky stuff in the afternoon.
Italians have some kind of, I don't know if it's a genetic predisposition or if it's a built-up tolerance, but my Italian friends, when we went to stay with them in Italy, any time of day, late afternoon, evening, we'd just be walking along the street and she'd just be like, momento, and then she would just walk into an espresso bar, order an espresso, down it, back out again. Mad.
And after dinner, espressos. I do like that though.
Yeah,
I do, but I will have a decaf.
Well, as you both know, I've given up caffeine. I'm currently drinking a decaf coffee, not a cappuccino. I was going to order one in special for the pod, but I thought, who do I think I am? A delivery of a cappuccino at 9 a.m.
Also, it's not going to be hot.
No, tepid. I've done it
before. I don't understand people who delivery Costa and stuff. It's like, it's lukewarm.
Yeah. I'll admit, I have done it before, and you have to microwave it when it gets in.
Oh, I was, yesterday, I was seriously considering deliveroo-ing just some milk. I didn't have any milk in, could not be asked to go out. Because I've been at home writing all day, and I was like, it was getting dark, it was drizzling.
I don't mind that.
I didn't do it.
I have done...
You have done that?
Well, my...
From Crispin's Food and Wine?
Not from Crispin's Food and Wine.
By the way, if you don't get that, you've got to subscribe to our Patreon, and let me tell you, it's worth it.
You have to be on a Patreon to understand Crispin's Food and Wine. But... it was when we were living in Camberwell, and it was just me and Mabel, and I think I was pregnant with Elsie, and we didn't have any milk in, and it was like Mabel's bedtime, and I was like, shit, she needs a bottle of milk. But for some reason, I don't think Deliveroo at that time did like grocery shopping, or I don't know, for some reason I didn't think about doing it on Deliveroo. But Sam had just got this GoPuff account, you know, the people who deliver groceries.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I'll do it on my GoPuff. I was like, okay.
GoPuff,
and
he
was at work.
Name.
So he was like, I'll do it from my GoPuff at work. And then I was like, okay. And he was like, is there anything else we need? Because, you know, I need to bulk up the order so that it makes sense for the delivery cost. And I was like, oh yeah, all these things. And so the GoPuff arrives, and I'm like, take the bag in. He cycles off, and I open the bag, and it's like everything except the milk.
Oh no.
And I'm like, Sam, the milk's not here. And like, Mabel's been crying, like, milk, I need milk. And I was like, there's no milk in here. I was like, Sam, there's no milk in here. And he was like, shit, I forgot to put the milk on the order.
You too. I don't know how you're still alive.
Oh, no. It was so stressful. I just had to like run. I just ran to the shop with Mabel in her pajamas.
Oh.
But also, BT, when you lifted Camwell, that shop was close.
That was literally your neighbour. I know, but it's like your next door neighbour.
I thought, like, I'd got her all ready for bed, and I was like, if I take her outside, she's just going to wake up. But I did. She did really enjoy it in the end.
And you
actually
can't just leave them for about 30 seconds.
You can't leave them in the house to run up the road.
She's joking. Oh,
don't think she is joking. She's not joking.
Did she not have a cot? Can you just put her in the cot for a minute?
No, you can't leave them in the house on their own.
Even to get milk?
Yes. You can't.
I mean, I'm sort of in the middle here, because although I'm like, yeah, Rose is joking, and I'm shocked that she wasn't joking, I am also like, that shop is like popping to your next door neighbour for some milk.
So going upstairs?
Kind of.
You're taking her upstairs every time?
I'm not... She would be so upset if I left her in the house on her own.
Oh, but could you not just be like, I'm just going to go for a poo?
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't be. Okay. She doesn't let me go for a poo.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I haven't had a poo on my own for 3 years.
Awful. Awful.
If you were a coffee, what coffee would you be?
I thought about this. I think I would be a matcha latte. Because I'm cute and trendy, but actually there's not a lot of substance. And when you get to the end, I'm quite bitter.
BT.
And BT also, but it's green.
It's green,
well, you say it's green. I think it has a greyish hue.
It does actually have a greyish hue.
It's a bit grey, man.
You think it's green to start with. You're expecting it to be green, but actually it's grey.
It is grey.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I would be a full fat latte with an extra shot because I'm chubby and manic.
Camille?
And I feel like mine would be a double espresso because I am just go.
Mm. Oh, I would say you've got to have some oat milk in there somewhere.
She's an oat milk cortado.
An oat milk cortado.
Yeah. Okay. Slash macchiato, yeah. Slash galeo, slash four other drinks.
Do we play a game?
Yeah.
Actually, I've not emailed it to myself. Just check my phone.
The notes on your phone go to your computer.
Well, I said they did. Oh, hang on. No, they do, don't they? Look, let me do it my way.
While you're looking,
yeah.
Can I just say how much I love the chain Costa?
Okay. Oh.
Oh. They're not going to give you more money just because you said that on the pod.
They might book me for another voiceover, though.
They might.
Yeah. Rose is in the Costa ads. Should mm-hmm. be a new one coming out soon.
Voice of, not face of.
Voice of Rose.
Yeah, face for radio, Rose Johnson.
Thank you.
My husband James is the voice at the end of all of them that goes...
The brand, you know, voice.
Yes. Is that what you call it? The brand voice.
That's what you call it.
So he had to do loads the other day because I think they have like place specific. They say...
They do.
It's like... The town you're in. So he had to reel off like 400 towns or something.
So when I'm recording, when I go in and do my voice, James has already done his, the end
line. Oh, that's
line.
Funny.
So I do mine because how long he took determines how long I have to do my bit.
Oh,
so so then I hear James going, "The sticky toffee latte coming soon to Costa." It's quite a good impression, actually.
But yeah, I do like Costa. My dad, huge fan of Costa. I've told you before.
As we know, it's his unofficial office.
It
Reading
is.
Costa.
If you go to Reading, you want to find my dad, just go to Costa. Genuinely, if he doesn't answer his phone, I'll just go there and know he'll be there. Right, game number one. Mm. What's brew in town? What's new in town?
But get it, brew, yeah, we get it.
Tea. Yeah, it's too much like tea. Anyway. Guys, you're opening up a brand new coffee shop in your local area. We're going to tell each other about it. And at the end, we'll each decide which coffee shop we would like to go to.
Hmm.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Please.
Okay, here's my coffee, my cafe. Yes, it's very nice to sit and have a coffee in a nice relaxed environment, nice and cozy with all your friends, etc. But it is also just juice to keep you awake and everyone is very tired all the time.
Oh god.
Welcome to shit or get off the pot. It's self-serve coffee. There's no baristas. It's just like little units, and you just go to your unit, you pay, and you get your coffee.
Like a vending machine.
Well, it's not really a vending machine.
It's a vending machine,
like the Costa coffee vending machines they have in petrol stations.
It's what you mean, Costa quality. Express? It's high quality.
In every
quality.
Good service station.
It is high quality coffee, with like proper foamed
how
milk.
How is it? How is it if you're making it?
Because there's little baristas behind all the machines making it all.
You just said there's no baristas.
Okay, look, well, no.
BT, get your fucking story straight. Shit or get off the pot, mate. It's in the name.
Is it a vending machine or not?
It's high quality coffee stations.
Out
but they're
of the,
very
okay.
high quality coffee.
Snazzy vending machines.
And they need
machines.
To be
That's
tended
fine.
To 24/7.
Okay, BT. Talk me through how you make a really good cappuccino.
Right, so you go into your coffee station, you get your espresso, go, bzz, bzz, it gives you some espresso from a nice coffee machine.
Right,
and
already
then
you've
say,
fallen the first hurdle.
Why?
Because you have to take off the head, you have to get the old coffee out that someone's just used before you, because there's always some
no,
in there.
The machine does
out.
That itself. It does
it
that
can't
itself.
Do that. That's impossible.
It's doing it itself. It's high quality, high grade coffee. We'll allow it.
She's built some kind of vending machine robot.
All I'm saying is, get the physics.
Well, physics be damned. This is happening.
How do you steam milk properly then?
Physics Rose. Be damned. She doesn't know how to do
Give
this.
Give me a break.
I didn't, to be fair, you're the only one that's worked in a coffee shop, Rose. Yeah. I didn't put in the brief that we needed to know how to make the coffee.
No. Yeah, but you don't. Have you got baristas in yours, Camille?
Yeah.
Right, so that there's no problem. B's just said we're making our own coffee and it's really high quality. So I'm saying, how do you make a high quality cappuccino?
It just comes out of a hole.
That's not a high quality cappuccino. That's a vending machine.
Okay, look, I'm gonna come in and now and just say, allow it, BT, continue.
Allow it, thank you. Quit the queues, okay? There's no slow baristas making a perfect leaf in your milk. It's get in, get out. No one deciding what croissant they want. There's a hole where you can grab a pastry at random.
Oh, God.
People are going to put their dicks in that hole.
There are big cups, small cups. There's an option for a drip to get that shit straight into your veins.
Do you know what this is making me think?
What?
And it's really depressing. I feel like it's the future.
Mm. Camille, exactly. As soon as she started talking, I was like, Amazon are going to bring these out.
Yeah,
this is the future.
It's horrible. No human interaction. No pleasure. No mindful enjoying of your coffee.
No human interaction. It's very clinical. It's all fluorescent lights. And there's the decor. There's just a big eye on the ceiling that's just looking at everyone.
Big Brother vibe. Oh, you've been watching new Big Brother, BT?
No, I didn't watch it. And then our slogan is, I'm awake.
Honestly, an absolutely dystopian hellscape.
BT, you should play Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, just on loop.
On loop.
Oh! Wake me up
before you go-go.
It does sound like the start of an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
It does.
That's the vibe I'm going for. It's very sort of utilitarian and... you know, every man for himself.
Look, I'm sorry that I went hard on you on how to make a cappuccino. I just feel very strongly about little pleasures. And I think, come on, you've got to be able to enjoy a lovely coffee. I love getting a lovely coffee.
But go somewhere else for that. If you are on your way to work and you're very, very tired and you need a hit, come to shit or get off the pot.
I mean,
you've got 5 minutes. You're already late. You don't want to go into work holding a Costa cup saying, sorry, I'm late. You go in, you've had your Camille's speciality, though.
Yeah. Turning up late with a coffee cup.
You've had your drip. You're in.
Wow.
I just think, really, what's the difference between a vending machine, though?
This is better.
Okay.
This is more of an experience. You're getting that hit of... You're getting a slight adrenaline hit.
A sensory.
It's a lot stronger and higher quality than a vending machine.
Not Costa Express, of course.
No.
I think it's safe to say, and rightly so, BT is choosing to entertain the podcast listeners with her suggestion rather than actually try and entice you or I to her coffee shop.
Yeah, I think that's an astute point, actually. Yeah,
I think that's always what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good thing. Rose, shall I go next? Because I know yours is going to be.
I am pleased with mine.
I can feel it through the computer.
But
I know now you're not going to vote for me, but I know that the way that you just described BT, I was thinking I'm the opposite. I write it that I'm like, I want to win.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why we're a good trio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I am, somewhere in between.
I think
subconscious.
I think you think that you're doing one win.
Yeah.
But actually it comes out as just incredibly entertaining because it's batshit crazy.
Well, let's see, shall we? Welcome to the Pod Palace. Come for the coffee, stay for the pod. In Pod Palace, we have individual and communal soundproof pods, like a caterpillar's cocoon. You could go into an individual one, snuggle up with a nice cushion, get all cozy. There's the option of changing the lighting to be what you want. There's a little option to put music or the radio on, whatever, your choice. In your little pod, create your own little haven. You can press a button which orders a masseuse to come to your pod for either a foot, head or hand massage while you enjoy your coffee. Your coffee can either be picked by scrolling through in the pod and picking it virtually, and they just bring it to you if you just want to stay in your pod. Or you can go up to the friendly bar staff.
Baristas.
Baristas.
Can I make
much
a suggestion?
More okay with bar staff.
Can I make a suggestion about the massage? I want the masseur's hands to just come through the
through
outside.
The pod hole.
Yeah, through the pod. Like hands stretching in through the...
But I was already going to say, people are going to be fucking in these.
Fucking.
And I think,
BT, that's fine.
You can't have disembodied hands coming through. People are going to take advantage of that.
Hey.
People are going to put different things other than their head into those hands.
If some people book out a pod and black it out, which is an option, and have a little cheeky shag, not a problem. They get cleaned in between each use.
Can I make a suggestion that you have different sections, though, like a smoking and a non-smoking? Because I don't want to, even if it's been cleaned, I don't want to go
good
into the pod after.
Someone's... Yes, that's good. What I was going to have was in the main space, it's neutral. It's like everyone's fave sort of cozy, creamy coffee shop, and you can speak to the baristas, have a chat out there. But once you're in the pod, they've all got a different vibe, like your granny's front living room, a Caribbean beach, and Rose.
Crikey.
Good idea. We should have a sex section. There's a sex section.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also, pod lovers, podcast lovers.
Yeah, I knew there'd be another idea in here somewhere.
Can pay a slight premium to go into the pod, where podcasters come and record their pod live. And you can just sit there and watch some of your fave pods being recorded.
Wow.
How big are these pods?
Some of them are big. It's a big shop. It's this huge shop.
Okay, uh-huh. And the, but okay,
the rent alone is going to absolutely.
But are you publishing this schedule in advance? Because otherwise, it's like I turn up, I'm excited about going into the pod, and I go in and they're recording an American football podcast, and it's like, oh,
good point.
Yeah, do you? I guess you'd publish a, you know,
I timetable. Guess like you have in, yeah, like you have in pubs, the sports fixtures. We've got the pod fixtures,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah, and then is it that only one person is going in at a time, or is it like you can fit more than one person in there?
Yeah, is it like a live?
So that's going to be quite. I think it's going to be quite a premium if it's one at a time. Quite
yeah,
a premium.
We'll say 10 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Ten at a time. Big coffee table in there.
Wow. Huge.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
It's probably got levels. It's real big. It's like a Joe and the Juice, bigger than
one of the pods should, one of the, which also I find very stressful, Joe and the Juice. They play the music too loud.
I can't bear Joe and the Juice. The music, the vibe.
It's got an oppressive vibe.
Tuna mousse. I just what's wrong with tuna mayo? Why turn that into a mousse?
Yeah, disgusting.
Absolutely rank.
Fish mousse, no thank you.
No.
Camille, one of the pods should definitely be the Friends coffee shop, Central Perk.
Yes, of course. Well, Rose, I was going to centre the whole idea around that, and then it obviously went off on some tangents.
And just completely abandoned that.
It's just unrecognisable from the initial pitch. Started with a very simple, easy-to-grasp idea, ended up with just sort of what feels like an acid trip of a coffee shop.
But you know, I think I'd go to this. I genuinely think I'd go to the Pod Palace.
I think for me that the live podcast element is once again just an idea too far. I'm worried about giving people coffee in a pod and then expecting them to sit there for a whole podcast record. I think there's just going to be toilet issues in there. And if you're letting people out, it's disruptive to the podcast record. I think you're going to open the Pod Palace and very quickly you're going to wind down the live podcast element. You're going to realise, do you know what? We don't need it.
No. Well, and that's fine. It could be used for, you know, a coffee morning, a group of people.
It's a hireable event space.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Rose.
Okay. You're looking for a new coffee shop in the southeast of London. Something a bit different. Something that's never been done before. Welcome to Penge Henge.
Okay.
She's written the script.
No, I actually just freestyled that.
Wow. That's good. Penge Henge.
Penge Henge is very good. You haven't freestyled Penge Henge, have you?
Oh, no, I've not freestyled Penge Henge.
Oh, but the
How is that writing a script?
No, sorry. I've prepared
the idea. Yeah. Okay, yes.
I thought you meant... Yeah, I meant the build-up. Very good. Nice build-up on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Stonehenge-themed coffee shop? You better believe it, baby. Who is going to want to go to Starbucks when instead you can walk in for your coffee through a door shaped like the iconic Stone Age rock formation, okay, and get served by baristas dressed as cavemen?
Yeah, good. Surely druids. Yeah. Surely druids.
Yeah, there can be some druid. Maybe the manager's dressed as a druid.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
The chief barista.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to have to ask the druid.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I speak to the druid, please? Oh, okay. So inside, obviously, there's a mural of Stonehenge on the wall.
Of course.
You have got lovely, soft, faux animal skins just draped around everywhere to lounge on. And there is a replica stuffed woolly mammoth in the corner for the kids to play with.
Oh, perfect.
And that's sort of like that's sort of like the Ronald McDonald of the Penge Henge. So all of the drinks are served in beautiful handcrafted stoneware, of course.
Yeah.
Benefits of which, really hard to smash.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, no one's going to be stealing the cups because they weigh a fucking ton. Okay. So that's good. So, and our signature drinks are based, and I noticed, Camille, no signature drink.
Oh. Yes.
I thought that's normally an area where you go absolutely to town.
Yeah, okay. The signature drink is, on the fly, the ultimate pod. It's espresso, steam milk, milk foam.
Good.
And when you order it, some fun music plays.
Yeah.
Right. Sort of TGI Fridays vibes.
Nice.
Boom.
Okay, so the signature drinks at Penge Henge are based around foodstuffs that have been discovered by archaeologists around the real Stonehenge.
Very good.
So...
Bones. You're eating bones.
Yeah, it's pig
bone
teeth. No. There's two main signature drinks. One is roasted acorn coffee.
Okay.
Which is naturally caffeine free.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Sounds disgusting.
And no, it's delicious. And do you know what? I googled can you eat acorns because I wasn't sure. And I found that it is actually the thing you can make, roasted acorn coffee.
No. Mm. Can you eat Conkers? Conker coffee?
Conker coffee. The thing is with the acorns, you have to do something called leaching with them first because they've got lots of tannins in. So you have to like put them in boiling water and it draws out the tannins. Mm-hmm. Then you roast them and grind them.
Like can... wine. Maybe you can make acorn wine.
You probably can.
Wow.
You're going to like the second signature drink. It's a honey and slow berry hot choc.
Oh,
yum.
Mm. So it's like, yeah, it's like a sort of, it's like a, you know, like you get in a box of chocolates, nice honey and berry choc, delicious.
Mm. Yeah.
Food wise, we're always doing a selection of Neolithic treats. You know, like fruit and nut energy bars, which apparently they made. They
would
keto.
They
vibes,
would,
yeah.
But they would like sort of scrunch, you know, mash them all up and have. Mm-hmm. They found like a paste. So those energy balls.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then to honour the ancient traditions of feasting, once a month it is feast night. We will open late and we will roast a whole pig. Okay.
Nice.
And our slogan is Penchenge, unwind all the way back to the Stone Age.
Yeah, really good.
Really
not
nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, nice.
Really, really nice.
That's Penchenge.
So look at us, really proud of ourselves. That was a really
really proud of myself. Would like to go.
Yeah.
If only for the druids.
Rose, yeah, you would be the druid, I think.
Yeah.
Of course I'd be the druid.
100% you'd be the druid.
I was not the manager though of when I did work in a coffee shop, BT. It was Boston Tea Party in Honiton.
Of course it was, yeah. Used to love going to Boston Tea Party and getting a white hot chocolate.
Yeah, they're very sweet, sort of make your teeth hurt. They're that sweet.
Yeah.
I had too many of them, you know, when you work somewhere, and I was like, can't have that anymore, too sweet.
Yeah. Mm. Do you remember in Edinburgh, I can't believe it shut down, chocolate soup?
Yes, chocolate soup.
That was amazing. You'd get bowls of hot chocolate, like you were having soup in a big bowl, and it was incredible, all different ones.
When I worked at Boston Tea Party, we used to... We were too young to be left in charge, basically. Whoever the manager was, you know, 19 or something. And they used to serve wine. You could get a wine with your lunch. Mm-hmm. And we used to just pour that into takeaway coffee cups, put the lid on, and just have that behind the counter as our drink throughout the day.
Incredible.
Very clever.
Incredible.
One time I turned up on a Sunday morning, very hungover, and I'd parked my car right outside because you could park on the street on a Sunday. And I was like opening up the cafe really bleary eyed. And suddenly I saw my car just rolling down the high street and I had not put the handbrake on.
No.
And I had to run out with my friend Will and chase it down.
Did it crash into anything?
It was so going so slowly. It was a very, very gentle incline. And my friend Will just ran basically in front of it and just held it there while I went to get the key.
Oh my god.
Bad. We were very naughty. We used to have fights with the you know, the squirty chocolate syrup that get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we used to have fights with that. We used to lock people in the walk-in fridge. Bad.
Good.
Should we cast our votes? Which coffee shop we would go to? I think this is going to ruffle some feathers.
Uh-oh.
I know you're voting for BT just to piss me off.
Ready?
Three.
Steady.
Two, one, go. Camille has voted.
Rose/BT, which does mean I have won because I voted for Camille.
Yeah.
And BT voted for me. So that is two to me.
So Rose does still win.
Why did you vote for both?
I voted for both of you because I was thinking about like my day-to-day life and I was like, which one would I actually go to? I would want to go to Rose's, but I think time's a bit tight sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I might just be like, I want to go for this coffee, but I don't have time to go and sit and chat to the druid and, you know.
Come Ew! Are you joking? You're going to be best mates with that druid. You're going to be like, kind of come in and do like a healing ceremony with you.
I just thought, you know what? I'd frequent both.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Poor old Penchenge. This is the thing. Support real coffee shops.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, do.
But also go to shit or get off the pot. .amazon.inc. Owned by Coca-Cola.
Right, it's time for Legends and Dicks of the Week.
Yay!
Hang on, before we get straight into it, let's say thank you to everyone that came to our live podcast.
Thanks. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm assuming loads of you came and it went really well.
Can you believe that Beattie said that
thing? It was sold out.
I can't believe
it. Oh my God, no.
Shat herself live on stage.
And Rose is now cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It was wild.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. No, let's kick straight into Legends and Dicks. And I feel like off the back of our second game, which you could only listen to if you sign up to our Patreon, please do at patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty for loads of extra fun content. I feel like off the back of our game that's in our Patreon section this week, Rose is in the right kind of mood to tell us who her dick is. She's a bit riled up. So Rose, who are your legends and dicks?
Okay, yeah, my dick is a restaurant I'm not going to name and shame, a restaurant that I went to meet my mum and my brother for breakfast, for brunch the other day, Sunday morning. I think it was about 11:30 or something. In town, had booked a restaurant that said, you know, does breakfast, whatever. I get there. I sit down. It's an Italian restaurant. She gives me a menu that's pasta, just pasta. And I say, can I see the breakfast menu, please? She went, we stopped doing that at 10. 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
That's
I said,
mad.
I went, 10 a.m. on a Sunday? That's bold. And then there was like, but I was like, it's okay. There's like a counter over there, which has got like pastries. It's got sort of like breakfast adjacent salad-y things. Yeah. Like, and so I go, okay, like, I'm just going to go and have a look over there. And she went, you can't order that in this section. And I was like, what do you mean? And she went, it's on a different till. And I was like, okay, well, I'm leaving now then.
Yeah.
Because I don't want pasta for my breakfast. So at 10 a.m. in this restaurant, after that, 10:05, you go in there, you're having pasta.
Wow.
No.
Isn't that insane?
They are losing some business.
And you can't, because that's on a different till.
Like, and I was like, just say we don't allow that in this section. Don't give me some shit about that it's not on the same till. It's like, come on.
And can't you just walk over to the other till? Can't she just go?
Well, exactly, Camille. Mm.
So what did you do?
Left. Went somewhere else.
Yeah, good.
Had a lovely poached egg.
Great.
Lovely.
That's my dick. Don't stop doing breakfast at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's really
mad.
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 Fair enough on a weekday, you've got to get ready for lunchtime service, but on a weekend, people want their brunch post 10 a.m. Legend of the week didn't happen to me. It happened to Dan, but I just really enjoyed it when he told me about it. He went to our local bakery where we buy our bread to buy a loaf. And he said he got to the counter and the girl on the till just kept being like, it's my first day. So I'm just a bit like, what can I get you? And he'd sort of heard her in the lead up in the queue being like, sorry, it's my first day. And he was like, don't worry, it's fine. And she was like, what can I get you? And he was like, can I just get a loaf of brown sourdough sliced, please? And she went, is that to eat in or take away? And he went, I'll take that away, please.
A whole loaf of bread.
Can you imagine being like, I'm going to need some butter.
Knife
okay,
and fork,
I'm going to need. Yeah.
Oh,
and then apparently, like, the woman who was like showing her how to use the till just came over and went, okay, so just with all loaves of bread, that's always going to be, that's always to take away, okay? She's like, oh yeah, yeah, sorry, it's my first day. I just thought, really good, really good, so really sweet. Enjoyed it. What a legend.
Very good.
BT?
So my legend of the week is, it's just that I got my ears pierced.
Yeah,
I got
really
a second
cool.
hole in my ears. And that I've,
what the hell?
I've wanted forever. I know. And I was in town and I thought, I want to get my ears pierced. And I just did it. And it felt really good.
Well, you said that the needle really hurt.
I mean, it was painful. It was painful. And I did have to lie down because I felt faint. But
like when you're at school and you get squash and a little biscuit
exactly.
after an injection.
They gave me a little sweetie. But yeah, just felt kind of empowering to, you know, do something for me.
Where did you get it done?
Do you know what as well, BT? Yeah. Before you tell us where, that is so not Grey Man.
Is it?
I was going to say that. Grey Man ain't doing like, that.
That's badass.
Thanks, guys. I got it done at a place called Metamorphosis, just off Carnaby Street.
Wow, that's not Grey Man. That's Metamorphosis.
No. And they were like, do you want a loyalty card? And I was like, I'm not going to be needing a loyalty card.
I don't know, go back for a tat. Do they do tattoos?
I don't think so. It's just piercings.
All metal. Imagine
like
if Beatty just started getting loads of face piercings.
Yeah, I was like, well, I've got, I've got three more stamps to get before I get a free piercing.
So what have you got to do, Beatty? Have you got to put alcohol on it and turn it and stuff?
Well, they said, no, the turning is not the advice anymore. I was like, oh, well, when I was 14, it was the advice. They're like, yeah, it's been 20 years. But yeah, it's saline solution, just cleaning it and try not to touch it. As much as possible.
Oh, interesting.
What age were you allowed to get your ears pierced?
I believe I was 14 or 15.
It's quite late.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
My mum took me when I was a baby. I had that done when I was so small.
Aww, little babe.
So small.
I think I was 11, but I remember, or maybe it was 13.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember it being this insurmountable amount of years into the future and seeming like, and then getting there and being like, this is the most exciting thing in the world.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's so unusual for someone to not have their ears pierced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really unusual. But yeah, that's my legend. Just felt good.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thank you. My dick of the week is I went to a Pilates class, a reformer Pilates class. Because I got a free month on ClassPass.
That's the one on some kind of board, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on like a machine.
Machine thing.
That's and my it. Dick yeah, yeah, yeah. is the teacher because he was like this kind of gruff Australian guy. And he didn't, at the beginning of the class, he did not ask anyone if it was their first time or if they had any injuries or anything. He just started straight off with like a mumbled instruction. And I was like, what? And so I just sort of tried to copy what everyone else was doing. But he was just so unaccommodating. And so, like, whenever anyone... I, like, got the wrong spring. I put the wrong spring on. And he was like, no, not that spring. And I was like, fuck's sake.
Oh, my God.
I would have cried and left.
And then while we were doing one exercise, he just started flirting with a girl at the front. It was just, like, chatting to her. And I was like,
oh,
this is... You are the worst guy. And there was no cool down. So it was just like, okay, my bum really hurts. And now it's the end. Bye.
That sounds awful.
That is awful. I would complain.
Yeah.
Was it through a gym or was it through...
I booked it through ClassPass. Oh, it was like in this gym.
I would complain via ClassPass.
I did.
And say I did not enjoy this. You did?
I did, yeah.
That's,
I gave him a bad
again,
review.
Very un-Grey Man.
That's not Grey Man.
That's
I mean,
me.
No, to be I'm fair, I gave him 3 stars.
Okay.
But I
yeah,
said
that's quite
that he
man.
Was unaccommodating.
On well, what, like a public... Oh, do you do that on ClassPass? You review afterwards?
Yeah, it's like a public review, yeah.
Well done, Beat. Was that an anonymous review or does your name come up?
I'm a bit too scared to look.
Yeah, I just leave that.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave and not think
wow,
about it.
Wow, lovely. Good legend and dick.
Thanks.
My dick this week is my husband, James.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
For doing something that I posted about on Instagram.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I had quite a lot of comments coming back saying grounds for divorce.
Mm. Okay.
What he did was it was in the evening. I had a bit of a sweet craving. So I thought, I just want a little tiny hit of something. Went to the cupboard, got my Lotus Biscoff spread out, took it back into the living room, sat on the sofa, had the spoon, ready to just have a couple of dunks. Opened the jar, empty. Gone.
Incredible.
All gone. And he'd finished it and put it back in the cupboard like a psychopath.
No,
Sam does that.
It's not on. It's not on.
I get annoyed enough when Dan finishes up something and doesn't put it on the shopping list. That, I would be weak with rage.
Yeah, you would have gone. You would have been livid. Rose.
I would have been livid.
Wow. That's an organised way to do your shopping
list. Yeah, I was just about to say.
I should do that.
Petey! How are you two not doing your shopping list like that?
Well, I don't write a shopping list. I just go into the supermarket and hope for the best.
Oh my god, no!
And I always get home and I go, oh fuck, I forgot this.
Okay, this is mad that you're not doing this.
Right.
You need just a little bit of a little pad in the kitchen with a little pencil by it, and when you use something up, you put it on the list.
Right. Put it on the list, yeah. Right, yeah.
If you want to go as far as me, there is a section on the list for fruit and veg. I try and group the list. So when you go through the supermarket, fruit and veg is on one side, because there's nothing worse than thinking you've got all your fruit and veg, then halfway down the list being like, fucking parsley.
Yeah.
Got to go back.
Yeah. Sure. Are you keeping stocked up on parsley at all times?
No, that's if I specifically need parsley.
Okay, right, yeah. It's not like we've run out of parsley again. Let's get some more parsley.
Always right, constant supply of parsley. No. But it's just for stuff, you know, like...
peanut butter.
Something like, or like turmeric. But the thing is, BT, we're never running out of peanut butter, because things that are in constant use, that's getting put on the list when it's low.
Right.
Right.
E.g. something, but I'm talking about something like, e.g. turmeric. If I've used that up, it's going on the list, because it's like, I'm not going to remember that next time I go shopping. That needs to go on the list now.
Yeah,
do you know
really
what,
good.
Rose? I've started trying to do it because I ran out of Marmite and realised how much Marmite I eat. And I was so upset that I was completely out. I should have bought it earlier when it was running low.
To be honest, you know me, I've normally got a backup of those kind of things in already. And as soon as I'm onto the backup, that's on the list. So I can get another backup in.
Got it.
Oh. Oh god, my legend this week has got to be my baby son. Because I mean, maybe I should be sort of a dick as well. Basically, yesterday, I didn't tell you guys about this, basically spent the day in A&E. Because everything's fine, don't worry, everything's fine. Before I say anything, everything's absolutely fine.
Okay.
But it's my own fault. After I said on the pod the other day about leaving him in the living room while I went to put a wash on and he ate some card. No, so well, I popped him down to play. I feel like it's happened within a matter of days that he can now move. He can't crawl forwards, but he is
somehow
rolling,
still on the other side of the room.
Shuffling, moving somehow. And I don't understand how. I literally... put him on his playmat to play. He's having a wriggle and a roll. I literally go and put the kettle on, come back in. I've learnt my lesson. I cannot leave him alone at all. He hadn't done anything. But when I came back in, he's doing baby cobra and he's looking happy. But I spot something on the floor and it looks like a tiny bit of tablet. And I'm like... could that be a bit of paracetamol? I pick it up. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, has he eaten a bit of this? This is so tiny. He doesn't have a pincer grip. He can't pick things up.
Also, no teeth yet, eh?
And no teeth. So he couldn't have bitten it and then dropped that little bit. But I was just like, I don't know what it is. And it's really near him. He wasn't dribbling. He had like, no, sorry, he was dribbling. He wasn't like, he didn't have anything in his mouth or like, no. Yeah, he wasn't, he didn't, it didn't look high.
Yeah.
He didn't look off his tits. He was just, but it was near him. And I was like, yeah. I can't be sure what that thing is and if he's had any.
Yeah.
So James gets up. We start ringing 111 and I'm like, they're going to just tell us to go to A&E. I know it. We just got to go to A&E to get it checked. So we go to A&E, ring my mum on the way. I'm feeling really bad. My mum's like, don't worry. It's fine. But it's good that you're going. You'll be in and out because he's a baby. They'll see you quickly.
Also, not even if it was paracetamol.
Is there not a baby section to the A&E?
There is.
Calpol has paracetamol in, no?
But there's also, I was like, dosage. James takes some more hardcore stuff. Ah,
right, okay. Yeah.
And I was like, what if something's fallen out of James's pocket? Or I just didn't know. Yeah. Anyway, got there. And but all the while, he is fine.
Yeah.
He's like, just like, hey!
Yeah. And James was like, is he drowsy? And I was like, well, he's about to go for a nap. So yeah, he's getting drowsy now, but that's normal.
Mm.
Get him in the car. He falls asleep immediately in the car because it is his nap time. Mm-hmm. Get to the hospital.
And it's in the car, which is soporific.
And it's in the car. Mm-hmm. Get to the hospital. I get him out. Of course, as soon as I get him in the hospital, he's awake. Bright lights, loads of noise. We do get seen very quickly. They look in his eyes, whatever. They're like, I'm like, it's meant to be his nap time right now. And they're like, well, he's very alert, considering he's... So he's not... It doesn't seem to have made him uncharacteristically sleepy.
Yeah.
But we'll get you checked by the doctor just to be safe, just because you don't know. I'm showing them this little bit of white thing. They're all having a look. They don't know what it is. One of them when I left, one of them was like, I think it could have been a bit of polo. Like polo mint. Anyway, I think, okay, we'll be seen really quick. That's the initial thing. They'll just give us, No way.
No, basically, it's because you've gone through triage and they've been like, he looks fine.
He's fine.
So they're going to prioritise people who are not looking fine.
Rightly so. And it was a bit scary being there, actually, seeing, and it got busy. Loads of one kid that sort of like looked like he'd popped his shoulder or something. Really wonky.
Oh, bless him.
One kid, big cut on her eye, just all these, like, and of course some of them crying, some of them screaming. It's hot. It was so hot in there. But Rocky was so good. He was just so good. I think
rockstar.
He just had like a fun day out.
Yeah,
when we did get taken in.
He was like, I've eaten a bit of polo and now here I am at A&E. Brilliant.
I think he was like, I've eaten nothing. I've done nothing. And for some reason, we're having this mad day out.
Yeah.
He barely slept. Was just like looking at all the other kids, looking at the bright lights. They did an ECG on him to be safe. He's just lying there with all these wires on him, having a great time, playing with the wires.
Yeah.
Did a wee on the hospital bed.
Nice.
He's my legend because, he had to basically be in hospital with me all day because I left him in the room for a second.
Okay, and now I'm understanding why you can't leave him to go to the shops. I am understanding now.
So, yes, I want to say to anyone that thinks I was a bad mother for putting the kettle on, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
You're not a bad mother.
Camille, listen, you were the same with Belle. You walk past, you were constantly saying, oh, she's eating a raisin. She's eating a grape. What's that? She's eating chewing gum. I'm pretty sure you took her to the vets, no?
One time, I thought she'd eaten a raisin. Yeah.
So... it is a fear in you.
It is. Yeah. One that I'm going to have to just overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just you can mitigate that by when you put him down, just a quick scan, just a little quick scan of the floor.
I'm doing a scan, but also he can't be left on his own in a room anymore.
Absolutely fair play.
Right, guys, that's the end of the cappuccino party.
Aww.
What a party.
I've had a nice coffee morning.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, we should do coffee at an O. Too similar.
Too similar. I might go get a coffee now.
Go out?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I might go out for breakfast. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful morn. I hope it's a lovely day by the time you're listening to this. I hope you go and have a lovely coffee today, you guys, whether that's, you know, whatever variation of espresso, steam milk and milk froth you have. I hope you enjoy it. Write in. Tell us what your go-to coffee is and your favourite coffee chain. We love to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Starbucks, I will judge you because that shit is swill.
Yeah. But thank you very much to our wonderful producer, Emma Caution. Thank you to our brilliant podcast music composer, Ange Milevsky. And thank you to our great Podverse.
like a sausage.
Podverse. Thank you to our podcast artwork illustrator, Lucy Moore. And thank you to you for listening. We'll be back next week. Oh, thank you, Rose. Thank you, BT.
Thank you, Camille.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.